Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Eatman's with us. Class, I got a communique from Gwyneth Isaacs, and she's looking forward to being back with us next week. So, tentatively, we're going to start with an hour next week, see how it goes. That'll be hour number one on Wednesday. Gwyneth Isaacs is looking forward to being back. And I have an email from her. And it talks about restrictions in Australia that are in force right now. Farm produce that's restricted or banned only to be sold under license includes, this is from Gwyneth Isaacs. I don't have the source in front of me, but there are, it says other farm produce that is restricted or banned or only to be sold under license includes eggs, milk, meat, that's beef, mutton, pork, and chicken. Emus, kangaroos are heavily licensed. Tobacco, it's heavily regulated. Hemp, that's cannabis supplements, can only be grown under a license. Chala cactus, that's banned. Camphor, laurel, that's a timber tree, that's banned. Castor oil is banned. Dog and cat breeding, heavily regulated to the point where most breeders have been run out of business. Horse breeding and horse breaking and training is regulated, and properties are required to be registered to do so. That's what Gwyneth Isaacs has been telling us for a while, that this was coming. And here it is. And we have been telling you over and over and over that you need to get out of Dodge. So has she. So has Rich. And so have I. And you need to have your own small family farm. It's getting really late in the hour to do that. Now, if you decide to do that, you can take extreme tax deductions. And for most people, if you are handy and you have perseverance and you're not shy of hard work, then you ought to consider it as a family. I don't know if it's possible to do it one person. I think you need to have a spouse who is in on the same page as you. And it would be great to have some children with you and combine resources. And that's something that Rich Sheehan has been talking about. So farmers, family farmers, are the ones who get it done for themselves, by themselves, with a minimum of outside intervention. That's why we think the way we do. That's why we behave the way we do. Because we know no one's coming to help us. No one. Rich?
Well, one good thing about what's happening right now, and I can't predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball. But, you know, I spent a lot of time talking about economic 101 updates and talking about the stagflationary, deflationary environment we're in, where there's inflation for the bottom 93% regarding necessities. Now, that being said, when you look at how low interest rates are, if you could get a loan, you buy land and you have 35% down, and you could get a loan on bare land, okay? Cash is always the best way to go. But if you need to get a loan, you could be paying back that loan in chicken feed. Because when you install politicians, especially at the federal level, that means we've conceded as a country to be the United States of America. We have basically admitted to being a banana republic. And what the terminology was always used by America regarding the banana republic, talking about other countries, is a failed state. Keep in mind, we have minimum two times the amount of Federal Reserve notes abroad. So as the world sees no confidence and trust in our system, they are going to purposely, and this is by design, dump the U.S. dollars. What that's going to do is going to trigger an inflationary event here. Now, is it set in stone? No. But the way they're printing money, the way they're allowing unskilled labor, unchecked, unvetted people coming into this country, the way that it's almost inevitable. I don't see how it can't happen, because the powers that be want to eliminate any prosperity, any chance of controlling our own destiny. They want to have an illegal, unconstitutional, centralized cryptocurrency, which would destroy any quality of life for the bottom 93%. So if you could get a loan right now, you could technically pay it back in kind of a chicken feed fashion, because if it's still, if they don't change value to a different currency, you could be paying back a lesser value or purchasing power if you lock in to a loan now. Can I say guaranteed it's going to happen? No, because I don't have a crystal ball to predict the future. But that's, in other words, the bank or your lender could be paying back your loan for you if you wanted it in simple terms. Now, Vince, is it okay with you if I go back to news?
Absolutely.
I thank you, sir, and I want to thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. And I feel, because I have a microphone, it's my duty and obligation to stick up for the American people, where the majority of them do not have this microphone. So next article, do you remember when I was talking about a few moments ago, the Arizona Senate draft resolution threatening arrest of Maricopa County Board of Supervisors for not handling over requested election machines and ballots? Well, guess what? They just voted. The Arizona Senate just voted, and they fell one vote short of Maricopa contempt resolutions for the election audit. You know, everything is so fixed. We are such a banana republic, people. We are so corrupt, from the state legislatures to the Supreme Court, to the judges, everybody in between. We're so corrupt. Next article, military purge forthcoming. Orders military to stand down to address extremism issue. So now they're going to vet the military to see who is willing to arrest and shoot American citizens. That's what that means. Whatever happened to duty, honor, code, and oath? Whatever happened when you have evidence of foreign intrusion and so much evidence of fraud? Where is our military? Well, I'll tell you, the people at the top, you are spitting on the graves of over a million soldiers who gave their life for this country, for our freedoms and liberties that are going through our fingers live time right now. Next article. I wish we had more time, but we don't. Tokyo Olympics playbook calls for no cheering, no bars, and less sex. Let me decode that for you. No fun, no joy, and make sure you don't have any more babies. That's what that means. Next article. New AI tool that determines trustworthiness of people may not be trustworthy at all. It's just like a lie detector test. If they really want to get you and set you up with a crime, they're going to say that this tool, whatever it is, in any context, has credibility, and they're going to use that. Just kind of like the PCR tests, where they had 97% false positive for COVID. They're going to just throw something down your throat, sell the narrative for credibility, and use that as a tool to set you up. That's how they do it. Everything is illegitimate at this point now, people. Next, TikTok allows topless display by women if they say they are men. Okay. This is my time for my disclaimer again. These are published articles in the public domain. I do not make this stuff up. I don't think my mind is creative enough to make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Next article. Corporate media covered for alleged pedophile Lincoln Project to co-founder John Weaver. I've been reading articles on this in the comments section, and the majority of Americans think that this Lincoln Project was basically, from what I am reading in the public domain that's published, that the Lincoln Project was basically a front for pedophilia. But because they want to, the powers that be want to normalize it, only the people who get caught with blatant actions will be slapped in the wrist, if you will. Next article. CBS and NBC refuse to cover sex scandal Lincoln Project co-founder. There we go. Oh, man, you can't make this stuff up. Next article. The Biden coronavirus spending bill is nothing but a financial payoff to Democrat-controlled cities and states that rigged the election. There you go, folks. Again, published articles in the public domain. Next. While selflessly donating his $400,000 of annual salary over 4 years to various charities, President Trump lost $2 billion. We have probably the best president we've ever had who put his country and we the people before himself and his family, including safety and never mind monetary gains. And this is what's happened to him. This is what happens when duty, honor, and oath means nothing. When the rule of law means nothing. We're now a lawless ex-country. We're a banana republic. Next, Nadler. He says it's unnecessary to continue with the Pledge of Allegiance, and a hot mic was caught catching House Democrats making fun of the Pledge of Allegiance and Matt Gaetz's proposed idea of doing that. We don't even have Americans in Congress, people. That's how bad it is. Next, Biden hack Jen Psaki, or Psaki, however she pronounces it, trashes President Trump for policies and pictures of children in cages, even though it came from Obama and Biden. See, it's all about selling the narrative. It's all about gaslighting, hoaxes and false flags and propaganda, all of it. Nothing is true. Next, small town Iowa public schools teach preschoolers transgenderism and judging people by the color of their skin. Again, we are literally labeling America so we can destroy it. We are literally erasing and rewriting laws and history, traditions, culture. Accountability should be defined as a joke term. Rules changing. It's just like now that the powers that be are pushing that COVID comes from an animal, when there was hundreds of articles that most of them are now purged that says COVID came from a lab in China, with evidence of that from experts who were not bought and paid for. Removing statues, removing monuments, removing history, introducing Marxism and communism, and just like the USSR, Nazi Germany, think Bolshevik, Marx, Galinsky, Coward and Piven, Frankfurt School, all in one, people. This is what we're seeing lifetime. Canceling your religion, especially if, God forbid, you're Christian. Closing schools, shutting down businesses, bars, restaurants, eliminating youth sports, destroying the credibility of professional sports, racism introduction, fascism introduction, authoritarian introduction, open up prisoners, ending access to representative government because the little people no longer has representatives. This is what we're seeing, denying access of justice in the courts, controlling speech, controlling travel, preventing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, are you going to talk about Gannon University playing the Black National Anthem before every home game?
Well, they did it at the Super Bowl, too. You know, it's part of the divide-and-conquer strategy. They want to make sure that they can create a race war, a gender war, a sexual orientation. They don't care. Anything that divides us, so they don't notice that the money and opportunity is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Vince, how much evidence... If you had a guess, just guess a number, a cardinal number. If you had a guess, and I realize it's a guess. That's your disclaimer. That's my disclaimer here. If you had a guess of the 10 years that I've connected the dots, talking about robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, talking about how all the money is being transferred, the welfare for the rich, you know, all the things that I've talked about. If you had a guess... You know, the stock buybacks. I've put so much time and energy into that. If you had to guess how much evidence I've given over the years, what would you say?
Just 1,000. I know the answer. 1,040 hours at least. Now, here's how I arrived at that. Now, you've been on the air at least 2 hours a week, 52 weeks a year for 10 years roughly. So 2 times 52 times 10 is 1040. That's how many hours at least. Yeah, actually, you've been on more than that, but at least that many hours. So that's how much in hours. But, you know, getting back to the Black National Anthem. When I went to school, I learned there was a national anthem. I don't think it's particularly pleasant, you know. But I didn't learn there were multiple national anthems. You know, I didn't learn that there was a yellow one, a red one, a black one, and a white one, and a tan one, and other shades in between. There's one national anthem. I'm not particularly fond of it, but there's one, not two, three, five, seven. You don't pick your national anthem. It's one. Germany has one. France has one. England has one. One. And you're right. It's divide and conquer. And all of these little directions that we're being pulled in, this divide and conquer, as you've been reporting for at least 1,040 hours in the last 10 years, is unsettling. And it doesn't work. Because we have talked, even this broadcast, we've talked about it. All oars have to be in the water for the family farm. All oars have to be going in the same direction. They have to be timed. There's not a lot of room for a lot of mistakes. There's not a lot of room for a few mistakes. You can't make a lot of mistakes and succeed. That's just the way it is. And each person in the family, of the family farm or the family business, can't do whatever the heck or he or she wants to do without being in synchronization with the rest of the business or the family. It won't work. It won't work. And that is one of the salient points of what we've been discussing for you and I for 1,040 hours in the last 10 years. This is one point we've been trying to hammer home. You have to plan. You have to work together. You can't make mistakes. You can't be divided and conquered. Or you'll end up like the generally dumb public. Of which there's something I can't believe. There's a cruise. Did you read about that cruise that sold out? It's a cruise for, you get on this cruise and it's, you know, like $50,000+. And you can be on this cruise for like a half a year. They sold this cruise out in one day. There are people that are so stupid that they are willing to get on a cruise ship for almost a year and just float around and go port to port to port to port to port with no real reason, just wasting fuel, burning up the oxygen. And there are people who are willing to do that. They're willing to be entrapped on a cruise ship. Now, that's because they can volunteer for that and they can pay for it. But imagine what those people would be like if they were told, okay, you guys are on, now you can't get off. They'd hate it. This is how dumb we've become. Our water supplies are hacked. Our food supply is destroyed. Congress won't let us know what's in our packages that we consume. We're eating poison. We're brushing our teeth with poison. And the generally dumb public is just happy as a clam. I can't believe it. And yet, how many people have taken us up on our offer where we'd help them get out of Dodge? Three people so far, three, T-H-R-E-E, have kicked the tires and said, tell me a little bit more about it. A little bit more about it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hacker tried to poison the water system in Pinellas County, Florida.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pinellas County is part of the Tampa-St. Petersburg-Clearwater, Florida area. The Senate has approved President Biden's nominee to be Deputy Defense Secretary, making her the first woman to be confirmed for the job by the Senate. Senators confirmed Kathleen Hicks in a voice vote Monday night. Hicks served as deputy under Secretary of Defense during the Obama administration. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The Center for Disease Control has announced about 10% of the U.S. population has been given a COVID-19 vaccine. Getting us up to date on the COVID fight, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That's about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can soon begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back sometime in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have a uniform wearing of masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Trump administration last November announced the federal government would partner with several pharmacies, including Albertsons, Rite Aid, Kroger, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, and Publix, to administer COVID-19 vaccines. NASCAR is featuring a rare road course race tonight. The Busch Clash at Daytona will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, tomorrow it's Tips from the Book with Kyle, who will be joining me. And let's see, Thursday, Sharon and Kathy will be teaching us domestic engineering. And Friday it'll be back to me with Tips from the Book. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And I just want to address something you just said regarding the Black National Anthem. And I want to dovetail a couple of articles here. First of all, U.S. News poll, almost 90% of Republican voters concerned about anti-white discrimination. You know, it doesn't matter care about your group. That's what they portray. You have to remember, they don't. The words synergy and unity, they may use, but it doesn't mean anything. It's kind of like when Biden was talking about, remember, he had a saying, time to heal or something like that. Remember that? Basically, a lot of these messages are subliminal message or are professional wordsmithing. They could actually mean different things. Like, I've read where people, you know, when Biden talks about time to heal, it could be a subliminal message like a dog, obeying, healing. It could mean healing regarding hospitals and health, even though hospitals received millions of dollars of taxpayer money for a COVID diagnosis. Basically, in covering up fraud, racketeering, all this control, money laundering, vaccines for the purpose of big pharma. You know, we have to really do our homework. We have to read and research, because what they say is usually not what they mean, and they don't care about synergy or unity. They don't care about your group. And that's one of the reasons I spent so much time following the money and showing you how all that money went from the little guy to the big guy. It's not about equality, fairness, tolerance. It has nothing to do with that. So let me go back to some articles here. John Solomon, Chris Wray is still withholding documents that Trump declassified 14 days ago. I mean, we have a corrupt system, people. So what they have to do is cover up their crimes. And they have to create false flags. They have to create division. They got to create wars, whether it's domestic wars or international wars. They're covering up their crimes while they're stuffing their own pockets. And what's another example of stuffing your own pockets? Well, Ilhan Omar just paid her husband's firm $2.9 million during the 2020 election cycle. This isn't Rich saying it. This isn't Vince saying it. I'm reading a published article in the public domain. Next article, shock report. New evidence shows McCain illegally fed FBI intel Fusion GPS. See, it's about corruption and them hiding their crimes from the public. Next, CNN repeatedly claimed Capitol Police officer died due to a fire extinguisher hit. Now they're quietly admitting that was not the case. See, they will take anything. Never let a crisis go to waste. That's like the MO of the, you know, I hate to use the term Democrat Party because they've sold out to the elite. That's all they are. It's not a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy elite managing and controlling the serfs, and they find people, their lieutenants, if you will, who's willing to sell out the people for their own personal gain. If you want it in a nutshell, in simplistic form, that's it. Next, and Vince, did you hear about this? I read a few articles about, I'm reading one right here, that Joe Biden's signature on some of his latest official documents is raising eyebrows. Did you hear about this, Vince? I mean, what the heck is going on? I know we're corrupt, but wow.
Are you talking about relating to dementia, hardening of the arteries? Is that what you're talking about? Alzheimer's?
I don't know the context, but there's a lot of people questioning the lack of accuracy regarding Joe Biden's latest signatures. Is it dementia? Is it Alzheimer's? Is it somebody else signing it? Is the fact that we're so corrupt? I mean, everything I've read, Joe Biden didn't even write a word of his executive orders. He was even caught on a hot mic saying, I don't even know what I'm signing. And I'm paraphrasing because I might have, you know, a preposition out of place or something. This is what we're dealing with.
Well, you and I have talked about this for years, that Joe attended Syracuse Law School, Syracuse University Law School in Syracuse, New York. And if you want to look it up, class, just look up Joe Biden plagiarism, and you'll see it. So if you're wondering if he wrote the executive orders, oh, come on. Come on. How could he? He was plagiarizing back in law school. He was having a tough time, you know, when he had more faculties than he does now. So, you know that these people are being manipulated. You know that these people who are at the highest level of running the show are being told and pushed and bribed and blackmailed into doing the bidding for others. And you also know that campaign contributions, you know, which are investments by other people and getting privileges that they would not ordinarily receive. Those investments are expected to yield fantastic returns. And so when the little people donate to a political candidate, they are confused. They actually think that they're doing a good thing. What happens is, just like you talked about the alleged representative's theft or manipulation of funds to a family member, what happens is the money that's contributed goes into a pot, and then the pot is spent by the campaign, and that can be spent on all kinds of things, including consulting by family members at very enormous rates. So, you know, any campaign can spend money and pay a corporation, and the corporation can be owned by the brother, sister, husband, wife. That's how it works. And the little people who donate this money think they're doing a good thing. What they're actually doing is putting money into a black hole. And now we're finding out that there are black holes all over the place. So my advice is don't contribute to anything. If you want to help somebody directly. Okay? And the way Kathy does it is, if someone is hospitalized and they need assistance, she will instead take the money. Instead of giving them the money, she'll buy them something like food and bring them the food. That way you are in control of where your money goes, rather than pouring it into drink and smoke and all kinds of other stupid things. Back to you.
Yeah. I mean, we have everything is falling apart, Vince. You know, we live in a world where the powers that be are declaring patriots, libertarians, whites, males, heterosexuals, terrorists, when the people like the Zuckerbergs, Bezos, and Rockefellers and the Gates of the world, you know, there's a long list of very pale-skinned white males telling the poor middle-class white males that they're white supremacists and terrorists. You can't even make this stuff up. See, this is what happens when we go decade after decade after decade after decade of allowing no consequences because of our inaction towards political correctness, which is just the opposite of truth. When you do nothing, you're supporting the ruling class, you're supporting followers, you're supporting cowards, and you're supporting treasonous, seditious type of people. And now we're going to see energy costs go through the moon, food costs go through the moon. We're going to see all investments be ambiguous for restrictions and regulations. They're going to restrict bank withdrawals. They're going to eliminate all holidays from Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, anything to do with our culture and traditions. We're going to see more censorship. We're going to see more rigged elections, especially at the national level. We're going to see more defunding of law enforcement, which is going to be replaced by brown shirts. We're going to see more legalized drugs. What could possibly go wrong with legalized drugs? Instead of turning people into a zombie and turning vehicles into a deadly weapon. Embracing of transgenderism and the normalization of pedophilia. What could possibly go wrong? False flag, staged theatrical uprisings everywhere in the nation in order to set up Americans. Eliminating borders without vetting for people coming over with deadly diseases, criminal behavior, no capital resources, no skill sets. What could possibly go wrong?
Rich, I've got a piece of concrete information about that. You mentioned energy. So I got a coupon or an email from a gas company the propane company. And they said up until the end of January, I could buy propane for $1.199. Special price. Use this promo code. Give us a call. $1.99 per gallon. I got another email that just hit. Said use this promo code. Got a special sale going on. $1.799. In 8 days, the price of propane has jumped 33%. That's astronomical. Astronomical. So you're absolutely right about energy. And, Class, you have. Maybe I'll talk about how to buy energy tomorrow. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. And you can feel free to call in if you'd like and ask me some questions and pin me down if you'd like. You know, of course, be polite. Back to you.
Well, keep in mind, I've said this before, Vince, what was one of the main reasons for population increase post-World War II? New technology, new innovations, new accessibility to energy, post-industrial revolution jobs. And what do the powers that be want to do? They want to use technology not for the benefit of the people, but for censorship, surveillance, and brainwashing the people. And mostly divide and conquer strategies against one another. That because they get your emails, they listen to your phone calls, they got a bot here, they got a paid troll here, and that's how they do it. And they're wearing the people down. And that's why I hate to say it, but we have an illegitimate society in America because hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications don't matter. Work has been, everything's been delegitimized. The only way, and people, I almost feel like I need to apologize for this. I do not feel any other way, and this has not happened, it's just in the past, you know, 2 years or 20 years. This happened for a long time. I think the hobby farm, the little farm, whatever you decide to call it, you have a woodlot, you have an ability to raise animals, maybe you can have do a little fishing, maybe you live off-grid with some solar, whatever it is, I do not see any other way of making it today with everything being so illegitimate.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And it's really kind of simple. Would you, knowing what you know right now, the accumulation of your roughly six decades of learning, would you rather have the money to buy stuff, or would you rather have the stuff that the money would buy? For example, would you rather have the money sitting in an account to buy a propane tank, a 500-gallon propane tank, or two or three? Would you rather have the money in the bank to buy the propane to put in that tank? Would you rather have a propane gas stove or a wood cook stove or a cabin or land? Or would you rather have the money for the cabin or the land? You there?
Yeah.
Did I lose?
I did not think that you were done. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of an open-ended question, and it's not a complete question. I haven't given, all the criteria surrounding it, but generally speaking, would a person in your mind, would a person be better off with the land or the tractors or the seeds or the implements or the mechanics or the cabin or the house or the spare roofing materials, the propane, all that goes with it, the pile of stone to fix the driveway, the fencing materials, or the money in the bank? The average guy. I'm not talking about Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. I'm talking about us, the bottom 93.
Well, I've mentioned this a million times, concentrate on food, water, energy, and shelter. The food, you got to have nutrients in the soil and vitamins in the soil instead of mechanically, chemically beat glyphosate old pastures that have destroyed everything and heavy metals and things like that. You got to know how to harvest edible and medicinal plants. You got to make sure you have your own water supply, whether it's a river backup or preferably a well without fluoride, chlorine, and pharmaceutical drugs and other poison in it. You got to have shelter, which is, hopefully You start with a little cabin. You mentioned the term cabin. I tell people this all the time. Buy that 20 to 40 acre parcel, put a little guest cabin on it, live in it. Make sure you're financially set before you build your main house so you can eliminate defaults, delinquencies, and bankruptcies. And it's a lot better than renting because you're putting money into equity, into principal, into your own pocket. You have privacy, you have gardens, you can raise animals, maybe you can hunt and fish on it. And energy is obviously important. When you hear people talk about energy, a lot of people don't practice what they preach, okay? I live off-grid. Vince has a dual system, on and off-grid. Think about the ill effects and the lack of privacy from smart meters, that they can press a button, shut off your water and power if you live in, you know, city limits or anywhere, even in suburbs. I've given tons of quotes from these Democrat blue states mayors and governors saying, if you don't do what I tell you, I'm shutting off your water and power. I've quoted many of them saying this. Think about building skill sets. Think about self-sufficiency. Think about how much of a benefit you can be when you give people tours on this lifestyle. So think basics. Think food, water, energy, shelter, and then go from there. And if you did that, and you did it right, you have a better chance of surviving. Vince?
Yeah. That's exactly where we're parked. And, you know, the Finelli family doesn't have a lot of cash, but we have things. And I'd rather have those things than have to go find those things at ever-increasing prices. Now, not all prices are increasing, but the good quality things have been increasing at an increasing rate. And, you know, good quality old American stuff, you know, if you want to buy a 3/8-inch ratchet, from a used one from the 1970s, it's going to cost you $60, $70, $80, maybe even $100 with shipping, which is beyond nuts, because they're only $20 when they're brand new. So when you look at quality is still in vogue. And I had a friend in Virginia. He was an auctioneer. And I asked him, I said, so how are things selling at auction? He said, Vinny, good stuff sells good. Junk is always junk. That says it all. That says it all. So quality is where it's at. And take care of your things. I mean, take care of them so you can pass them on. Teach your children how to use them. And I think you're going to have to get involved with homeschooling. I think it's going to happen, whether you want it to or not. If you don't want your young children to be dumbed down from the absence of education, you're going to have to do it. And that requires books, that requires time, that requires effort, and that requires discipline. And you're going to have to do it because there's nobody to call. We know Rich has been saying till he's even bluer in the face, the system is broken. And frankly, I don't think you can fix it. I don't think I can fix it. I don't think he can fix it. I mean, we can certainly try, but it's not working so well. So you're on your own. Rich, do you disagree? It's going to be, we're on our own.
Oh, Vince, I think you and I are on the same page 99% of the time. It's the system is too corrupt, and it's only benefiting the aristocracy. So come together, think synergy, think unity, because the powers that be are not practicing what they preach. Thanks for being here.
And if you don't believe it, just try to contact Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos and say, hey, Jeff, Elon, I'm having a little tough time. Can't make my rent payment. Can't make my mortgage payment. We're starving. Can you help us?
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.